Among the many things for which we can be thankful, as Alan has already mentioned, is being forgiven. And that ranks right up there high on the list. Hassan just read from Psalm 32, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him." Our thankfulness, however, will depend upon our understanding of sin and what being sinful means. September, I began a series concerning basic practices in the Christian life. And the first message reviewed the gospel. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures and was seen. The second message, which I gave last week in that series, considered the pictures of truth which God gave us in baptism and communion. Baptism pictures, among other things, our having turned from sin and being cleansed from sin. And when we take the bread and cup, we are reminded by Jesus in the picture of the cup, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And next month, the third message in the series, we'll examine how a child of God should respond to sin in his or her life. How do we get rid of sin? How do we avoid sinning? Well, we need to understand what sin is. And we need to be able to communicate to others what sin is and how it affects our relationship to God. Otherwise, these type of messages don't mean much. People have wrong ideas about sin and its significance. And Satan likes that because it then changes the gospel to some other message or makes it totally unnecessary. If there's no offense against God, if sin isn't all that bad, then there's really little worth in the gospel message. And for that reason, I've chosen today, in this all-age service, to answer some questions about sin. And I've planned a number of illustrations. But once you understand the principle of sin, you can find or develop your own illustrations to help people understand. These are geared, I hope, for the children to understand, but I'm sure they'll be helpful to the rest of you as well. So I would like to ask the children if they would come forward. Now, there are lots of words in the Bible that are used for sin. In fact, in some of my notes, I have about 10 listed for the Old Testament and 10 for the New Testament. And there's some that you probably have trouble, at least the little ones, understanding. Now, we have the word sin, which is we're working on today, but there's ones like iniquity. That's a word you might have heard. Trespasses, transgressions, evil, lawlessness, and others. Now, the three main ones, and I brought some illustrations of the concepts of each. Now, the first thing I need is, who of you like to do color? Who likes to color? Come on, I need at least two of you to color. Who wants to color? You two. Okay, we've got some volunteers up here for coloring. Not that one. This will be a little easier. It's one for you, and one for you. Maybe you can just sort of get down on the little on the platform to color it on there. This one just. Do you want to color here too? Now you can pick whatever color you would like. And I want you to fill in the letters, but don't go out of the lines. Okay? You can fill in the letters, but don't go out of the line. Yeah, maybe you can just do it on the table there. Just don't want to spill that. Pick any color you want. Fill in all the letters, but don't go out of the lines. And you need to be done by the time I do finish the next illustration. You don't have all morning to do it. Okay? Okay. How many of you like to do sports with the kids? Okay, I've got a little tossing for you to do. Now, one of these I dropped in the water this morning, so there might be one that's wet. I want you to try to, I'll put it out here. I need two or three of you. Okay, the two guys up front, you're sitting up front. No, you're coloring, so you need to color. You can just stand right where I am standing. And I want you to toss these, all three of them, into that little pot. Mm-hmm. Think you can do that? One at a time. You don't have to do them all at once. Oops. Try again. Very good. Well, one out of three. Okay. Ian, can you stand up over here a little closer? The further away you get, the tougher it is. Nope. Oh, great. One out of three. Thank you. Any of us want to try? No? Okay. That's enough. It's enough for my illustration.
Is that all?
I'm almost done, so you gotta work on it there. I'll give them a little bit more time on the coloring. So I'll ask a little bit about the tossing these sponges into this pot. One of the words of sin means to miss the mark. It's like you have a target and you're trying to throw something and you miss. In fact, the same word that's used for sin, missing the mark, is used of a certain type of soldier in the Old Testament. It said there were 700 select soldiers, choice soldiers, who could sling a stone. You know what a sling is? Not a slingshot, not the type that you go like this, but a sling that you spin around like this. You're not coloring. Keep working. That you swing around. So they could sling a stone at a hare, not a rabbit, but a hare, and not miss. That's the same word that's used for sin. They don't sin. They don't miss the mark. And if life is like trying to get things in a target, you might be really good, but as soon as you miss the mark, that's sin. Now, well, one of you is on the third letter, two of you are on the third letter. Okay, let's take a look and see what your things look like.
What?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Can I take yours for a moment there? It's almost done. How's that look? Pretty colors. But you went out of the lines. And you didn't finish it all. Let's see yours. There's another one. Ooh, you went out of lines. In fact, I saw you hurrying up right at the end there. And you just went almost on purpose out of the lines there. How about yours? There's another one. Just getting on the... You didn't fill it all in and you went out of the lines too. Thank you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to illustrate... You can sit down now. Thank you. You want to take this with you? No? Okay. Another word for sin means to trespass, to cross a line. Yeah, thank you. This was a good illustration. The word can also mean rebellion. And when a person purposely goes out of the line. I didn't plan that with him. But there are different ways of crossing the line. Sometimes you didn't mean to. You just walk in and you realize, oops, I shouldn't have been walking on the grass. And you saw a sign that says, don't walk on the grass. Other times, there are people who see a sign, don't walk on the grass, and they look around, they just because the sign's there. I think Jeremy just did that. When he found out it was the end, he just... And that's another idea, a way we can think of what sin is when God has drawn a line and said, don't cross this. When we cross it, we've sinned. Now, for another illustration, I brought some tools with me. Let's see, I'm done with this one. I'll get rid of that. Do you know what this is? No, okay. Ian, you know what that is? No, you don't know what it's called. Do you know what it's for? What's it for? Define whether it's straight. That's enough. You don't need to know what it's called. It's called a level in English. A level. To see if something is level. But it's also a straight edge. Thank you. You can check if something is straight this way or if something is straight this way. I like this illustration is good. I also brought, I didn't bring the real thing. It's called a plumb line, but I tangled this all up in my pocket. But the idea of a plumb line is you have a weight. Mine is filled with chalk so that you can hold it up against the wall and snap it and it leaves a line there. And I didn't want to bring that chalk with me because it makes a mess. Do you know what this is used for, a plumb line?
To see how weight is.
No, not how much weight. If you want to see something, if something is straight, you know, things hang. They don't hang it crooked. They always hang straight down. So if you want to see, for example, is this post straight? You could go right up against it and see, well, yeah, that looks straight. This one's certainly not. I had just tried this at home and I found out that one of our cupboards was not straight. It was sort of hanging such, I've never noticed that. It's been straight. Well, in the verses that were read this morning, it says almost at the end of that chapter, rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. You're straight. In fact, God even uses later in the Old Testament, God uses the idea of a plumb line. He's holding a plumb line up against against Israel and said, you're not straight. And the word for sin, one word for sin means crooked and bent. In fact, it's used just of a person who's bent over. They're crooked. Now, we have words in English that say this very thing. What's a crook?
It's a person that's not very nice.
A person's not very nice. Right. Sometimes they might be a thief. And we say, oh, that car dealer. Sorry if anybody of your car dealers here. That car dealer is crooked. That means he's going to sell you a car for amount of money that's really not worth. He's crooked. And that's what that another word means. And all three of those words are found in Psalm 32. In the first two verses, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. Those three words, one translated as transgression, the other two translated as sin, are the three words that you demonstrated. Blessed is the man who's, when he's crossed over the line, God says, I'm going to forgive you. Blessed is the man who was trying to do right, but he missed the mark. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. And for those who think they're upright but aren't quite straight, they don't tell it to you straight, they're not upright, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. Now these concepts can be applied to our actions and to our thoughts. Have you ever done anything wrong? Well, you just lied. So. Have you ever not come when your mother called you? Ooh, I heard a yes back there. How many of you had waited to the second or third time that you were told to do something? Because you knew, well, nothing's going to happen if I don't obey the first time. I'll just wait to the second or third time. Or you wait until you hear, David William? I forgot yours, Jim. It was James Stephen. Then you knew Mom was serious. Uh-oh, am I in trouble? Needle? That's disobeying. Have you ever said something bad? Lying is bad. Yeah? Ooh. Have you ever talked to someone in a way that hurt them? Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. Have you ever talked bad about another person? You know, they went around and you thought, oh, I can say something. Oh. You've crossed the line. Have you ever had sinful feelings and thought? You thought, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything bad. But in your heart, you hate someone. Oh, I just hate that person. I'll talk nice about them. Well, Jesus said, if you've thought it and felt it in your heart, then you've sinned too. And you know what makes it worse? We have a basic tendency to be bad. Jeremy, you're no different than the rest of us. We're all like this. Not only do we cross the line, sometimes we want to cross the line. We purposefully cross the line. If it weren't for what Christ did in our hearts, that's the way we would all be. In short, if we were to sum it all up in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Paul writes, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The standard is, if we're going to measure something, you know, we've got a level there. This is pretty good, but you've got to line that bubble up right in the center. And I can't even hold it firm enough to get it to stay. But when we come to the way we're supposed to live, the example, the standard is God's absolute perfection. And can anybody say that they're as perfect as God? We can't. We all fall short of God's perfection. God only accepts those who are holy like He is. And if we've missed the mark just once, we've crossed the line just once, if we've twisted or bent the truth just once, then we fail to meet God's standard. Now you might want to imagine your lives as like a piece of string. We need this too. Well, it's ribbon. It's paper ribbon because it's going to be a little easier to work with. How about if I give these guys a right up front here? You don't want... Oh, okay, you want another one here. They're all the same length. I'm going to use all these, you four guys here. You don't want one? How about if you take one? Okay. Well, I saw some of you talking already. Let me turn this around. Now, if we imagined our lives like these strings, and we just say there's 1 meter, I could take my meter stick out and measure it. It's 1 meter long. So that's what it'd be like to be perfect. Well, you've already crossed the line. You lied to me from the start, said you never did anything wrong. You didn't want to cooperate here. I know you haven't listened to your mother. And you nodded a couple times. Have you ever said anything bad? Well, yeah, you said. Have you ever thought anything bad? Yes, you did. Oh. How about you? Have you ever done anything wrong?
Yeah.
Well, the way you're acting, give me your strength. You're saying something bad about him, so we just lost another one there. Oh, yeah, I think so, probably. Should I ask your mom and dad? Ian? What do we know about you? You nodded. Yes, you've thought some bad things. Yes, you've talked bad about some people. Yes, you haven't always come. I won't continue going. No, our tendency, though... Let me have your strings back. Our tendency, though... No, it's not going to help with glue. No matter what we do, our tendency is to take our lives... Boy... That was not good. You tied it. And we look at one another and we say, well, look at my string. My string's long. This guy's nothing. I mean, look at this. I mean, he's just chopped off. I am so much better than that other person. Now, don't we tend to do that sometimes? We look at the other kids in our class and say, I think this was yours, the short one. We look at someone in the class and say, well, I'm not as bad as they are. Look at the way they don't listen to the teacher. I'm much better than they are. We can always find somebody whose string is a little bit shorter. But even if I take the longest string here, why don't you hold, I think this might have been, no, this wasn't yours. I think this was yours. Why don't you two of you hold this out for me? End to end.
Doesn't make it.
Oh, doesn't make it. It's only 90 centimeters. You've got to be a meter.
No, exactly 90 centimeters.
There's no, and with this, you can pull and you're not going to stretch it. Some strings you might be able to stretch, but not that one. That'll break before you'll stretch it any further. And God's absolute standard is Himself. No matter what you do, it's not going to be enough. Another thing we can think of is, suppose our lives are like water. We start our lives, if it were possible, and we haven't done anything bad. And at some point, it's interesting, our kids with their son realized he wasn't too old, just a baby, couldn't even talk yet. When he realized, they knew that he knew what he was doing. And his cry changed from, I'm wet, I'm hungry, to anger, no, I want my way. It's amazing. And a sin comes into our life. Now let's imagine that's a poison. Would you want to drink that? If it were poison?
No,
I don't think I'd want to drink it. It's not poison, it's just food coloring. So it's supposed to be safe for you, but I don't want a green tongue, so I'm not going to drink it either. And some people think, well, yes, I did something bad once, but I'll do something good. And they add some good to their life. And they grow up and say, well, I'm going my way. I didn't do anything bad. I'm going to try something special. I see this elderly person trying to get us across the street. I'm going to help him get across the street. And they add a little bit more. So I do another good thing. Oh, there's people who don't. We heard this morning that there are places in the world they don't have fresh water. Well, I'm going to help them dig a well so they have fresh water. And they do something else good. And they spend the rest of their life trying to do something good. Would you want to drink it? If it were poison?
No.
In fact, I tried this. I dumped it out. I filled it to the top and dumped it out except for a finger's worth and filled it up again. It was still green, just like this. I did it 4 or 5 times. And you could still see it was green. If you knew there was just one drop of poison, would you want to drink the glass of water? No. And God is the same way. He's not going to weigh our lives and say, well, it's only half of poison. You know, 60% is good. I'll accept you. He says, no, I can't, will not tolerate any sin in my presence. I've got one final illustration. Now, this one's difficult to do, just getting it out. I like playing with aluminum foil. It is so smooth and shiny. It's almost like a mirror. Have you ever tried to straighten a piece of wrinkled foil out? Do you get it to look like this? But our lives, even if we could start this way, it's we lie. Oops. Oh, I said something bad about someone. Oops. I'll try to make it right. Oh, I took something that didn't belong to me. Oops. In fact, as we go through life, we find out our life's getting more and more wrinkled until this is what it looks like. And a lot of us think, just like you want glue to fix your string and make it long again, we think, well, I'll just try to do something to make it right. And we try to get it out flat, and we take that pencil or whatever, and we start rolling it out flat, and we find out, oh no, I just ripped it. Oh, and it's just making a lot of little ones instead of one big one. And it's the same when we try to deal with sin in our own lives. You know the only way to make this nice and smooth again? What we do? We take it, we throw it in recycling, and they take it and shred it and melt it down and make new foil out of it. That's what God has to do to us. Our sin has to be punished. Our aluminum, if our lives are aluminum foil, it's too wrinkled and balled up. Ribbon, it's not long enough. Have you ever gone to wrap a gift? No, you. And the ribbon, you want to bring it around and to tie it, and you're there, and it says, it won't fit. And you start looking through the drawer trying to, well, you don't. Probably you've seen your mother or father do that, or maybe an older brother or sister. And you just don't have enough to tie it together. What do we do with that? It eventually gets to the point, like those little pieces on the floor, we throw them in the trash. They're not worth keeping. Those who were in sports, maybe shooting basketballs or playing soccer, if you miss and you never score, you don't win. And that's the way it is with sin. God rejects the sinful person. And when God rejects us, it means separation from all that's good. And it's a punishment that could end up being forever and ever. But the good news is, God sent Jesus to be our substitute. And the rejection which we deserve because of sin, because of missing the mark, crossing the lines, or being crooked instead of straight. Jesus, that sin was placed upon Jesus, who himself was sinless. And if we accept this, God forgives us. He places us in Christ and sees only the sinlessness of Christ. He doesn't see our crookedness or how short that ribbon is. In this life, unfortunately, we are short. And although God creates us new, He makes us, some of us are more like that. Although He creates us new, we find out sometimes we sin again. The next month in this series, the kids won't be part of it. We'll talk about what to do with our sin. But God then forgives us and cleanses us. Blessed is the man or woman, the person whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. Yes, we come up short. We're not up to God's standard. Yes, there are things in our lives that to God He considers poison, even calls it the poison of snakes, of asp, or under their tongue in Romans chapter 3. But we have someone who takes our place. The punishment is in Jesus, and He has covered our sin if we accept Jesus as our Savior. And now we become new creations. Our tendency used to be to want to color out of the lines. In fact, some people, if they say color in the lines, they'd color everything but what was inside. Just to be different. Just to go against what others say. But when we're new creations, we will want to do what's right. The one who has believed in Christ now wants to do good and avoids sin. And that's a wonderful gift for which we can truly thank God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that we would understand what it means to sin. It's not just something we should take lightly, but it's something that would separate us from you. Even the smallest thing, one thing in our lives, would be sufficient to separate us from you for all eternity. You hate sin. You will not tolerate, as much as we would not accept a glass of water with a drop of poison in it. You will not tolerate sin. But thank you, you have made Christ to be sin for us, that we can be forgiven. We thank you and ask these things in his name. Amen.